Well, we might as well get started then. Sure. Why not?
I'll let you do it then. I got one, you got one, and that's it.
And right? We're good to go then. Yep. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. It is a little bit after 10 a.m. on January 26th, 2011. This is the time scheduled for a regular biweekly meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It's Kevin Kramer along with Commissioner Brian Kalk. We have a few items on consent, so I'd move passage of the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. To the regular agenda, first agenda item is Commissioner Kalks.
Good morning. Item BK1. I move the commission adopt the order on interim rates authorizing interim electric rates in Northern State Power Company's electric rate increase application, case number PU10657.
Second.
On December 20th of this past year, NSP filed an application to increase its electric rates, including an interim rate increase. Under North Dakota law, a company filing for a rate increase is entitled to an interim increase, but the rate increase must meet certain criteria. Basically, what this comes down to is that we use 2011 as a test year, and the annual increase in revenue will be $17,355,000, or an overall increase in retail revenues of 10.55%. So in the interim rate period, what it'll actually be is 16.71 applied to the non-fuel portion of the bill, the customer charge, demand charge, and energy charge, and the approximate impact to the average customer of 750 kilowatt hours would be approximately $7.19. On January 19th of this year, the Commission's advocacy staff filed comments stating the interim rate should be approved. Basically, I find everything in order, and this is just one more step along the process of the rate case.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that concludes the items in my portfolio.
Thank you. KC1, I move the commission conditionally approve revision number 25 to surface coal mining permit number KRSB 8802 held by Dakota Westmoreland Corporation for the Beulah Mine to cease mining east of State Highway 49, add final pit reclamation plans, and update other information in response to a midterm permit review.
Second.
Basically what this does is it just allows the cessation of the mining on the east side of Highway 49 to continue east of Highway 49, which is south of Beulah. The mining has moved to the west side of the highway. This was a particular area that had a little more complication than others, and that some of the topographical restoration was changed a little bit, and so it took a little more time. But everything seems to be in order. It's pretty routine.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And that ends the items on the regular agenda. I suppose there are some announcements, and hereafter I cleanse myself from that responsibility, I suppose. What all do we have going on that's coming up?
A variety of
things. We've had a lot lately. Actually, I have a question about the hearing that's on our calendar for next Monday, the Whiting PC&N hearing. Is that continue? Do we still have that? And why? I never can remember. Oh, that's the hearing. Okay, it's an MDU TIA hearing. All right. That's right. Other things on the calendar, Brian, what do you see?
February 10th, we're going to Teddy's Grill.
Yeah.
For a wind hearing.
Otherwise, it's just the next scheduled meeting. So not a lot. Do you have any announcements, Brian?
No, I'd just be happy to answer any questions if folks have.
All right. Questions?
On the NSP interim rate increase, if I got you correctly, an average customer using 750 kilowatt hours.
$7.19.
How does that differ from the actual rate increase they had? What was that? What was that figure?
Oh, okay.
If they would have been granted the whole increase.
Well, do you mean from what they've asked for, or the way that we figured this?
The what they asked for.
Okay, good question. 12.02% is what the rate case says right now. And so when you pull off what kind of charges that the commission has previously approved, it comes out to the 10.55%.
Okay. But this 719 is not 10.55%, correct?
No, it is actually 16.71% because in the interim rate is only applied to the non-fuel portion of the bill. So it's a little bit confusing.
Yeah, okay. But
I think it's 16.16% of that non-fuel portion of the bill.
Okay. I guess suffice to say the bottom line is if you're a customer who's in Fargo, Grand Forks, or wherever NSP XL service area is, you're going to see your bill go up $7.19. Effective when?
That's a good question. I think it should be effective immediately. The question would be, I guess, any day, maybe we have
the next billing cycle.
Okay. Next bill. Okay. So if you got bills that are going out this week, it'll probably be included. And it'll be it should be noted, it's going to be a separate line item on the customer's bills.
I can maybe say we'll get you, it takes a little time to implement that and put it in. So if somebody's billing out tomorrow, they wouldn't be affected that way.
Okay, but eventually, probably.
Within the couple of weeks.
Sure, okay.
If I could, on the rate case too, Dave, we met the last regular commission meeting. We talked a lot about trying to set up the public input sessions, mm-hmm. and we had what we thought were some rough dates, but given the potential for flooding in the valley, now we're going to look at that again later, trying to maybe perhaps move those out into May. So the rate case is moving along, but the next big thing we want to schedule is the public input sessions in Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. We've been struggling to find a date that works given what might be happening. So we're looking at sometime in May now.
The company's been very cooperative, given that the complication of this case, given the timing is challenging because of the legislative session, as Brian said, because of the flooding, and because there are two test years that are involved in this case. There's two stepped-in rate increases that are being requested, and so the timeline has already been extended pretty much double of what it would normally be, and that provides us and our staff adequate time to do a thorough review of the application. It also takes a lot of the pressure off the commission during these very challenging times. Now, therein lies the importance of the interim rates. The interim rate increase allows the company removes some of the urgency, I may be the best way to put it, for their need for the increase. But consumers are also protected in that should the final increase be less than what is they're collecting in interim rates, then there would be a refund to the customer with interest. So interim rates really help sort of smooth out the regulatory process, remove the lag, and allow, I think, for a much better process in the end. Some see it as a bit of an injustice, an advantage to the utility, but I think given that there is the opportunity for a refund should they be over-collecting, I think it's a good way to go.
Can I ask about you had a work session yesterday on MDU?
We did.
Where is that at? Where is the MDU case now?
Well, basically, I give you my thoughts, is yesterday was the first chance that three of us had to sit down and go through after we had the hearing, if you will. And we kind of broke it down into the big issues of what we saw as information or areas we needed more information. The two wind farms, I think that's we're going to require more information on that. The North Dakota wind farm, I think we have a thought process where we're going with that. But really what we asked to do was we broke it down to big issues, the wind farms, the employee compensation, the director's compensation, and we asked our legal folks to review it and give us some of their viewpoints. But basically, I think we're proceeding along. We looked at the settlement agreements proposed, and we gave the legal folks some guidance about some things we'd like them to look at that as well. And actually, later on this agenda, we're going to schedule our next work session. So I think, in my mind, it cleared up a lot of the questions that I had, and I think we got a pretty good focus of where we're headed.
It was actually quite a productive one-hour work session, more so than a lot of times. But I think a lot of that's due to the fact that there was a settlement that allowed for a boiling down, if you will, to some specific decision points that we focused on yesterday, both identifying and, in some cases, at least letting each other know where we stand or where we're leaning on each of those. And frankly, I would, if you want to do more on it, I would encourage you to maybe even listen to parts of the work session, because there were some resolutions, so to speak, as well as some open ends that will require further research. Quite honestly, Dave, this case is one where there is a lot more sort of legal argument than there has been in the past. When I say legal argument, everything's a legal argument, but there's a lot more legal complication, if you will. And so we want to be very well researched. A lot of case law is cited, a lot of precedent is cited, and a lot of a lot of century code is cited. So we just want to be very certain of the outcome.
So suffice it to say, it's coming along. You've got another work session to be scheduled, and
we made more progress in the first work session than I thought we would, to tell you the truth. Because in previous cases, not so much rate cases, but when they're very complicated, sometimes the first work sessions, it seems like we just kind of go round and round. But this one, I think we got down to the issues pretty quick. So,
all right, I have another question. Can we consider Commissioner Clark truant?
We will give Commissioner Clark the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps he's helping humanity at this time or something of higher calling.
I hope it's something like that.
I don't think he's in India.
No, I can virtually guarantee he's not there.
No, he's not in India. I'm pretty sure.
He's the father of three boys, so you never know what happens.
Understood.
Three young boys.
But again, he's an elected official, so, you know, there's no real penalty for him not missing the meeting.
Other than the story you'll probably do.
Actually, we've had cases where one of the hearings where one of us attended a funeral and the other two can move on. So, you know, that's the purpose of the three of us. But I think that if it would have been a heavier agenda, I don't think we would have continued. But both items were both of ours.
Yeah, he has no item on from his portfolio up for a final vote except a minor consent item. You know, it's easy then to go on.
Why do you think I'm going to do a story on it? I'm not.
You're going to have a very good news day today, I have a feeling.
Oh, you think it might be a little bit busy.
I think it could be kind of fun. Yeah. If there's nothing else, well, you know, maybe we don't even need to recess. We only have a few things. There was such a small, both consent and regular agenda, we can sign those right after. We'll go
That's
right
fine.
To admin.
Yeah.
How would that be? All right.